الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Throughout the message of Al-Quran and the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the seerah and throughout the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Islam calls towards a pillar of our religion and a foundation of our faith. This pillar of our religion and this foundation of our faith lies in understanding, in comprehending that Islam is the means, Islam is the reason for a level of unity, love and compassion that one has for other believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Verily or surely, believers are brothers. Believers form this level of brotherhood. However, this meaning that is often translated is actually incorrect. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The meme alif in the statement إِنَّمَا is the meme alif al-kafah, which signifies that unity is only because a person is a believer. You're only united because you are believers. You're only forming this level of brotherhood because of belief. It is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has made you brothers, which also signifies that all other forms of brotherhood and unity, all other forms of coming together, is diminished and replaced by the brotherhood of Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are only brothers because of your belief. Signifies that all types of love and compassion that contradicts or opposes Islam, every form of unity that is based other than Islam, is replaced by Al-Islam. It replaces it and it ignites a different level of love and compassion, a different level of unity and brotherhood that cannot be found throughout history. Because this type of brotherhood is a brotherhood revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its laws are found in the words of Allah, and its implementation is found in the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A brotherhood from Jannah, a brotherhood, a heavenly type of brotherhood, a brotherhood that ignites true compassion and mercy and defense for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why when Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala an, after the battle of Badr, when he saw his blood brother, the son of his mother and his father, when he saw his blood brother who was a disbeliever, who was fighting for the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he saw him as a captive, and he saw his hands being tied with a rope, and he saw his brother look towards him, yearning for some help, yearning for some compassion, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu an, he told the Sahaba who were holding him, who were surrounding him, he said to them, tighten his hands fiercely, for his mother is a rich woman who will pay a large ransom to free him from captivity. So his brother looked towards him and said to him, am I not your brother? He said to him, those who are wrapping your hands are more brothers to me than you are. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, surely, Belief is the only reason why we are united. The only reason we can be united, the only reason for brotherhood is belief. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. The believer, the Muslim, is the brother of his Muslim. Our brothers or sisters in Islam, through this we understand that regardless of our colors, regardless of our backgrounds, our nationalities, our languages that we speak, our traditions, the countries that we have come from, Islam makes us stronger and Islam unites us in a greater form than any other thing. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded the believers to understand this concept and to ensure that we place our brothers in Islam before everything else. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ O worshippers of Allah, make sure, وَكُونُوا, he said, فِعْلُ الْأَمَرْ, a commanding verb to signify an obligation. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, make sure you worshippers of Allah are brothers. Make sure you are brothers. Make sure you ensure that you take your brothers and sisters in Islam as brothers and sisters in Islam. Before all other types of cultural times of unity, your brothers and sisters in faith takes precedence in all matters. He then continues, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Kunu ibadallah ikhwana, al-muslimu akhul muslim. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make sure you worshippers of Allah our brothers. Al-Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. La yadhlimuhu wa la yuslimuhu. He doesn't oppress him, nor does he hand him to an oppressor. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana fi hajati akhihi, kana Allahu fi hajati. Whoever is there to help or to relieve his brother from any type of distress, Allah jalla wa ala will help him in the same manner on Yawm al-Qiyamah. ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه كربة من كربات يوم القيامة. And whoever once more makes or eases the way, smooths the way for the believer, removes from him any hardship, any difficulty, Allah Jalla wa Ala will do this in يوم القيامة. Whoever conceals the sins of his brother, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will conceal his sins on يوم القيامة. Once we understand and we build this relationship of brotherhood, of sisterhood, of unity amongst the servants of Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah Jalla wa Ala will further bless this by allowing our hearts to come together. Even those people who caused you much harm in jahiliyyah, in ignorant times, even those people that caused you much harm as they were Muslims and you were Muslims, but you leave this enmity you have and you build upon it with the building of brotherhood and unity. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will unite their hearts, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will unite their hearts. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفَتْ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. If you were to give everything in this world, you wouldn't have joined their hearts like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins their hearts. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. But Allah Jalla wa Ala is the one who united their hearts. He is Aziz, He is Hakim. He is the all-powerful. He is the one who is ever wise. Jalla wa ala. The Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, they were people that before Islam, they used to have much feud, much enmity amongst one another. Take for example the Ansar. Take for example the helpers that opened the doors of Medina to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muhajirun. They were built upon two main tribes, the Aus tribe and the Khazraj tribe. How many years did they spend in battle? How many years did they fight one another? How many years did they take the lives of one another? But when Islam came, when they became Muslims, everything of the past was forgotten. Allah Jalla wa Ala united the hearts, and He says here, if you were to give everything on the earth and gather everything in the world to try to unite them in this manner, you wouldn't be able to do so. What united them was the mercy of Allah after they understood the importance of brotherhood, the importance of compassion, the importance of mercy for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam, we must understand and comprehend a very important point. And that is, just because somebody says La ilaha illallah, just because somebody professes the testimony of faith, they become stronger to you, they become closer to you, they become more beloved to you, than your own family members if they are disbelievers. For Islam is the principle, the pillar that holds everyone together. We should know, our brothers or sisters in Islam, that this level of unity, this level of brotherhood necessitates allegiance, and it necessitates friendship. It necessitates help. It necessitates assistance. It necessitates you defending the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Jalla wa'ala, wal-mu'minun, wal-mu'minat, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd, ya'muruna bil-ma'roof, wa yanhawna anil munkar. He says, the believers of the men and the believers of the women, awliya'u ba'd, they are the friends, they are the companions, they are the helpers, they are the ones who assist others. Ya'muruna bil-ma'roof, wa yanhawna anil munkar. They enjoin in the good and they forbid the evil. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Thus, this level of unity isn't just a level or a statement that we profess. It must manifest itself in implementation whereby a person treats his brothers and sisters in Islam as if though they are friends, as if though they love them more than their own selves. In a hadith reported in Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates that Allah jalla wa ala himself, he says, haqqat mahabbati, my levels of love has been legislated, has been promised for those people who love one another for my sake. My levels of love has been promised for those people that visit one another for my sake. My levels of love has been promised for those people that stop arguing one another for my sake. My levels of love has been promised for those people that try to show love to others for my sake. Thus, O brothers or sisters in Islam, unity in itself, unity of Islam means that we try our utmost to place in the hearts of the servants of Allah Jalla wa Ala a type of happiness, a type of joy, a type of compassion and love that they can feel. They can feel tangible in this world. They can feel in their hearts in this world, which will enable them to live a much easier life in this world. This is what unity in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means. In another riwayah, in another narration, in this hadith al-Qudsi, also found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates that Allah jalla wa ala says, wajabat mahabbati, my love becomes obligatory. My love becomes obligatory for those that love one another for my sake. My love becomes obligatory for those that love one another for my sake. In another hadith, also reported by Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, those that love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where there will be no shade. Those that love one another for the sake of Allah will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there will be no shade. O brothers or sisters in Islam, understand the importance of one who says La ilaha illallah. True belief is loving him more than yourself. True belief is ensuring you're doing absolutely everything to place in their heart joy and love. True belief is to ease in their ways, is to smoothen their ways, is to remove their sorrow. True belief is to remove hardship and difficulty from them. True belief is to conceal their sins and not expose them. True belief is to lend the helping hand and not want anything in return. This is what the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. Al-Muslimu, the believer, is the one man salim al-muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. The believer is the one to whom other believers, they feel safe with. Safe and protected they feel with his tongue. And safe and protected they feel with his hand. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, He used to say, there came a time when no one would accept zakat, when no one would accept any forms of wealth. When zakat was distributed, no one would even take a dirham or a dinar. No one would take any gold or any silver, not even a small coin. He was asked, why or how can this be? And he said, Ibn Umar radiallahu, and this happened because everyone looked for his brother and said, I am not in need of it, give it to my brother. I am not in need of it, give it to my sister. They require and deserve a greater level of protection. They require and deserve a greater level of honor than myself. Give it to somebody else. Ibn Umar, he then commentates, and he says, it was not because the Ummah was free from poverty. It was not because the Ummah was rich. It was because the Ummah cared for its brothers and sisters in Islam. It was because the Ummah cared for its brothers and sisters in Islam. So they chose not to take anything in the hope that their brothers and sisters in Islam could feel a form of peace and security with this wealth. Look to the story of Masruq and Khaythama, rahimahumullah. Masruq had a great debt, but he knew his brother in Islam, Khaythama, also had a great debt. So one day when he gathered his wealth and his family helped him to pay off his debts, quietly, Masruq, he gathered this wealth. And he went to the person to whom Khaythama owed, and he relieved Khaythama of all of his debt. Not realizing that on the same day, at the same time, Khaythama also gathered all of his wealth of his family. Saving he was for many years. And he knew, Khaythama, that Masruq was in debt. So on the same time, on the same day, Allah Jalla Wala willed both of them to relieve each other's debts at the same time. They cared for one another. They cared for their brothers and sisters in Islam. They understood the reality of إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The Islam is the only reason. The only reason for brotherhood. The only reason for unity. Now, our brothers, our sisters in Islam, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان, a believer for another believer, it's like a building. يشد بعضه بعضا. One part of it helps and assists the other part of it. Thus, we as Muslims must understand that whilst we're living in a country that calls towards everyone's own personal goals and objectives, and sometimes we become detached from this greater unified body of Islam, and we look to our own selfish goals and objectives over everyone else. We look to see how we can achieve, how we can become successful, how we can become victorious, how we can get this property or that, how we can try to find these different levels of objectives for our dunya. We forget that Islam calls us towards a unified vision and a unified goal. We as Muslims must play a role in the strength of this entire ummah. We play a role in strengthening, not weakening, but strengthening the entire ummah. We must understand that we form a body. We form a great building. Every part of us, every single person, every individual has a responsibility to help the ummah become victorious. This is our role. This is our goal. This is our objective in this dunya. Not ourselves, but to assist and to ease in the way for the ummah to become victorious. For our brothers and sisters in Islam throughout the world to find ease, to find peace, to find tranquility in this dunya before the akhirah. This is our goal as Muslims. This is our goal as Muslims living in the West. This is our goal as Muslims on this earth. Ensure you acquire paradise and ensure every single believer in this world acquires paradise in this dunya and in the akhirah. And we must strive our utmost in order to achieve this in some way, shape or form. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the likeness, the similitude, the example of the Muslim in his love, in his affection, in his compassion for others is like a human body. When one part of it is ill, he complains and all of the parts of the body feels the same level of pain. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam. If we find that the events of the world, as some of our teachers used to say, if you find that the events of the world and the massacre of Muslims and the trials of Muslims across the lands of Islam, if you find this does not hurt you or bring you any pain or suffering, or you're not going through sleepless nights, or you're not raising your hands and asking Allah to alleviate and to relieve them and to make it easy for them, that know, O brothers or sisters in Islam, in reality, whilst you may be part of the Ummah of Islam, you have in your hearts, we have in our hearts, a sickness. A sickness that some of our scholars will say, a type of hypocrisy in our hearts, where we're not really part of this Ummah. We're not really part of this body. We're not really part of this religion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who truly acquire and who feel and who implement the levels of unity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who truly form this level of brotherhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, commanding the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once more, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars of Islam, the mufassirun, the great explainers of Quran, they indicate that this rope that Allah Jalla wa'ala commands us to hold on to is the Quran. Some of them say it's the Sunnah. Some of them say it's the Quran and the Sunnah. Some of them say it's the way of the Sahaba. Hold on to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In essence, they are saying, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and make sure you do not disunite. Make sure you do not go your own ways. Make sure you understand the importance of brotherhood. O brothers, O sisters in Islam, the Sahaba before us, the righteous generations before us, used to be enemies against one another, but Allah Jalla wa Ala made them companions. They used to be foes, but Allah Jalla wa Ala made them loved, beloved to one another. They used to hate and fight against one another, but Allah Jalla wa Ala made them companions. But in today's day and age, we find that we were raised as companions. We took one another as friends. We took one another as beloved due to our religion. But it's come to a situation whereby we have now taken them as enemies. And we now act in an unjust manner, taking the lives of being responsible for giving up the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the enemies of Allah jalla wa ala. Today's events, yesterday's events, and the events that will occur throughout this year are all a great wake-up call for the servants of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this shows us in a plain, open manner, without any form of hiding any news, that the disbelievers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are one body. And their goal and objective isn't to conquer one land, but is to fight the Muslims, the servants of Allah, wherever they are. We see them began with Afghanistan, and to then Iraq, and then Libya, and then Syria, and then Palestine, and then yesterday Yemen. How many more countries, how many more Muslim lands do they have to invade and do they have to bomb? How many more innocent brothers and sisters in Islam are they going to kill for us to understand that it's important for us as Muslims to unite and to understand the greater enemy? And the greater enemy after ourselves, for us being disunited, are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that call towards liberation, that call towards freedom, that call towards all of the different isms. But in reality, their goal and their objective is to destroy the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus they have united. The Western countries, the Western so-callers of freedom and peace have united to one to take from the lands of Islam step by step, as if though they're eating different parts of the lands of Islam. The only way they can be repelled, the only way they can be fought against, the only way they can be stopped, is when the Muslims realize that it's our blood, or rather our religion, has united us greater than our blood. And these borders that we find in our countries are only borders placed by the enemies of Allah. What unites us greater is our testimony of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We may be different colors, we may come from different backgrounds, we may have different cultures, we may speak different languages. But basing differences due to this is a type of jahiliyyah. When the Ansar, when the Muhajirun raised, when the Ansar and the Aus and the Khazraj tribes, when they raised arms against one another after the Battle of Badr, when the enemies of Allah whispered into their hearts, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked them, saying to them, how dare you go back to the days of jahiliyyah? Didn't Islam give you much more? When some of the Sahaba, or one of the Sahaba, mocked Bilal radiallahu anhu for his color, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked him, how dare you go back to the days of jahiliyyah? That's what brothers or sisters in Islam, understand that this uniting based upon color or culture or country is a level of jahiliyyah, a level of ignorance that the disbelievers of Allah want from us. These borders were only created to disunite us. These labels have only been created to make us fight with one another. No, oh brother or sister in Islam, the foundation of unity and brotherhood and sisterhood has been mentioned and repeated over and over in the Quran and in the Sunnah to make us understand that when we are together, no one can overcome us. When we help one another achieve the goals of the dunya and the akhirah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can overcome us. When countries stand up for the sake of Allah, understanding that the Palestinian life is like their own life, a Yemeni life is like their own life, an Afghani life is like their own life, a Sudanese life is like their own. This is when we will understand, and this is when the enemies of Allah Jalla wa'ala will understand that Islam is a religion not to take for granted. Oh brothers and sisters in Islam, the message of today's khutbah inshallah ta'ala is to reignite that level of brotherhood and unity that we have in our hearts that perhaps has been concealed for some years. Let us understand that this religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a religion that comes before blood. Let us understand that our colors and our cultures and our backgrounds are united based upon our religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us understand the rights and responsibilities that Muslims across the world, they have over us. Let us understand that if we do not seek to help them and we live these materialistic lives for our own selves, not only are we blameworthy in this dunya, but we'll be blameworthy in the akhirah as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Islam victory wherever it is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve our brothers and sisters in Yemen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Islam in Yemen, to grant them the Islam of Tawheed and the Sunnah in Yemen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate the lands of Islam wherever they are. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all a pinnacle, focal point in the victory of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قوموا للصلاة